This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Phenology started in 2017 by absorbing and reinventing loanstreet.com.my from a lead gen portal into one that could provide approvals from banks within 10 minutes. In 2018, they activated instant home loan approvals to the real estate industry via their mortgage pre-approval gateway platform, Loan Plus. In 2019, they became the first Malaysia to offer online renewals of motorcycle insurance and road tax, and today it holds patents in two countries, and more recently was crowned as Seed Stars World 2020-21 competition winner representing Asia. Here to talk about their journey are co-founders Robin Ang and Jared Lim. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So Phenology started in 2017, but we spoke 9 years ago. So that was under Loan Street. So a lot of has happened in the last 9 years. Maybe one of you can give a quick summary of the different milestones first.
All right, Jared, go for it.
Hi, Frida. So, as you know, we started 9 years ago with loanstreet.com.my. When we started loanstreet.com.my, there was a little bit of, you can even say, naive thinking. You know, when you start at the beginning, you think, okay, you put all this banking product information into one place, and once you start the journey online, you can finish everything online and digitally. Well, unfortunately, that's not true. Because for you to finish the journey, for example, we started with loans, right? If you want to finish the journey for a home loan online, it requires the financial services industry to also be able to accept and clear the leads online. But they don't have at the moment a simple manner or simple process in which they can give approvals digitally and easily or seamlessly, right? So what does that mean? It means that when you go online to apply for a product, it typically falls into a lead drop for a salesperson to call you up to finish the process. So having understood this challenge very, very well, we decided in 2017 that we are going to solve this with Phenology, where we want to bring all the, you can say, the digital onboarding, the underwriting decisions from banks and insurers, and we want to make it seamless and digitally done, enable the straight-through process anywhere at the point of need. This means when you want to buy a house, you can know how much loan you can get. When you want to renew your, say, your motorcycle insurance, you can immediately, at a point when you want to renew, know how much is it, and you can do it online. It means that if you want to, for example, even in the future, buy a car, at a second-hand car dealer, you actually can know, okay, from these various banks, how much of a loan you can be pre-approved and then complete it.
So adding to that, you know, home ownership can be a very stressful journey, right? It's a very big ticket item, life decision kind of thing. And without having to know your eligibility, you know, whether the bank will give you a loan or not, and you go and shop for a house, you know, you basically will be left in the dark. So what we do is we basically give you an opportunity and also a solution to make this process less stressful. And it complements many industry. For example, if you are the real estate industry, it will help you because you then know what to sell to this specific person. As a home buyer, you'll be able to know your eligibility. So you basically shop for that price range or that kind of loan amount. And for the bank, it's actually one of the most effective way that you actually have a pre-qualified customer right in front of you. So all you need to do is just, you know, follow on with your own ending process and then you can just close the deal. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to make this as fast and as painless and efficient as possible.
Right. Okay. And I know that you're in several countries right now, and we'll talk about if the needs are the same in these countries as well and the peculiarities in these countries. But well done, you guys, for winning the award, right? The Sea Stars World Competition, right? Representing Asia. Can you tell me the significance of this competition? Who organizes it? And what does it mean for you guys?
So SeedStars is actually the premier startup competition or search for the best startup among emerging economies in the world. So they run it at, I think, close to 100 countries. And for them, they've been doing this for many years. They start first with a local chapter where you have pitches at every country. So people apply for it. I think in Malaysia, for our cohort, there was about 20-ish which went for the pitch from Malaysia itself, right? And once you're done with the local level, then you go to the regional level, which is again the semifinals, finals. There's multiple rounds of pitches. And then finally, if you win in your region, then you represent your region in the global finals where there are five regions, which is Asia, Central Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Africa.
Right. Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit of, you know, you are currently in Malaysia, Cambodia, Nepal, Pakistan, and Indonesia, right? Why these countries? And are their, you know, their financial needs and are different in any way?
I just want to do a little correction. We have a footprint in Malaysia and Cambodia in terms of having an entity set up there. But for Nepal, Pakistan, and Indonesia, what we have are we have clients in those countries which have decided to license and buy some of our technology that we use to make underwriting instant and digital.
So in Cambodia then, why Cambodia?
Robin, you want to take this one?
Yeah, so basically we have very good opportunity that knocked on our door, a good partner that thinks that they can grow with us in Cambodia. And we started talking to a couple of clients there before we even decided to start. And the interest was really, really good. The feedback was really good. So we figured that would be a fastest way for us to get into Indochina because our vision is to grow into Indonesia, Vietnam. So we obviously start from the smaller emerging market. And then from there, what we take all the learning and start growing. So through the relationship with Cambodia, we already have some interest in Thailand and Vietnam through that channel. So we are continuously growing and working towards that direction.
Okay. According to the Center for Financial Inclusion in 2012, seven of the top 10 countries, the largest financially excluded populations were in Asia. We have China, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Philippines, and Vietnam. So is that your plan when you look at this, you know, in terms of expansion? And where you know, and I guess you mentioned it, it's Indochina that you're looking expanding into.
Oh yes, we are open for these markets that we are working. But what we try to do is trying to understand clearly on the market on where we can position and where we can add value in terms of the financial industry. So yes, we'll be looking at that market as well, as long as we are able to find a good partner to work with and to grow with.
Right. Okay. Now, did the pandemic stop expansion somewhat?
Well, the pandemic has affected transactions, but it has accelerated the number of digital partners that have been knocking on the doors, looking to our solutions to also offer financial services on their platforms.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Robin Ang and Jared Lim from Phenology. We'll continue our chat after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Robin Ang and Jared Lim from Phenology. And of course, you know, they are the people behind loanstreet.com.my and loanstreet.com, wherever they may be. And they were recently crowned a SeedStars World 2020-2021 competition winner representing Asia. I know we spoke 9 years ago, and nice to know that you boys still look the same. No white hair in the process, right? Now, one of the things as well is that by the end of 2019, Loan Plus process home loan pre-approval requests totaling more than 1.4 billion ringgit. So 2019, right? So did the targets go down last year as banks, you know, I guess, are more stringent, or what happened last year?
Oh, so last year, obviously, it caught us by surprise. Of course, the first half, all of us by surprise, and the property market has slowed down a little bit. But what we realized was a lot of property developer and real estate agents, especially association like MIEA, Malaysia Institute of Estate Agents, they're looking for ways to complete the journey, the sales journey digitally. So they're trying to do online digital virtual tours and virtual roadshows. Having to say that, that gives us an edge because we are able to digitally process or digitally do a loan check to actually give the consumer a clear visibility of their loan, and they can actually apply through us digitally as well. So that actually gives us a very good edge, and we have a lot of inquiry that came our way, and also the support from the bank. So on our business, we basically help banks to get quality leads, right? So we were really thankful that the banks are getting more excited to do things digitally, which we've been trying to get them to, and the support from the bank is just great. So yeah, typically last year was a challenging year, but also it has some good side and positive impact to us as well.
There are silver linings there.
Okay, you know, you guys have two patents, right? So tell me about these two patents that you guys have.
So we actually filed for a number of patents in different countries. So they are mainly centered around our instant credit evaluation technology, where we are able to, or where it aggregates, or it brings all the different risk evaluation models of different banks all into one place, and then made available as a service. So I'm not sure how familiar you are, Frida, with APIs.
Okay. Educate me.
So API stands for Application Programming Interface. What it really means is it's a way for systems to talk to each other, right? So for example, if you remember, if you were trying to register for the AstraZeneca vaccine and where things were failing, or where people were frustrated because how come the state, how come the location doesn't appear? So what is happening is, on your application layer, behind the scenes, it had to go to a server through an API to grab the available locations. However, that service was not able to cope with the volume. Right? Yeah. So it is happening behind the scenes where system A speaks to system B to grab some information to display or use it in some way. And so this is what we do. We make the decisions or the decisionings of financial services available in one place so that it becomes a convenience for every other system, so to speak.
Right. So in your space, right, who's competition, if you want to mention, but you know, what would you say would be your USP?
Our USP, and it's a very strong one, is that we are currently, to our knowledge, to the best of our knowledge, the only one party or the only player to offer all these conveniences in the form of a very modular API. So instead of, for example, having our own little mobile app that you must use, it's not necessary. It is available. Say, for example, if an e-wallet player wanted to offer the same thing, then they could talk to us. Let's say if, for example, a large property developer system decided, I want to also start offering mortgage instant approvals on my platform. Then they would then work with us to talk to us, as opposed to building it themselves.
Right. Okay. So, you know, I guess passing on, you know, what would be your core skills onto them so they don't, you know, I guess invest in reinventing the wheel, so to speak, right? Now, Finology strives to assist businesses during the pandemic, this is what you were saying, with its instant underwriting technology and digital distribution channels. Now, why is this crucial?
I think they are both really crucial for different reasons, Frida. The first one is the technology, the instant underwriting technology. If you remember that when we started Loan Street, digital underwriting doesn't happen. So it just ends up being a choppy experience because you start your journey online, you do your research, you make an application, and then it falls into a manual lead drop. which a salesperson that picks up with right. offline or over right. the phone. So without digital underwriting technology, you cannot finish the process end-to-end from wherever you started, whether it is your aggregator website or whether it's from a mobile app or wherever it is you started. Now, the second one, which is the market access or market reach, is important for mainly financial institutes, for the financial services industry that we work with. Because by working with us, by distributing with us, we already have various different platforms and market segments in which they can start distributing their products. So instead of them having to, and it's very important, yeah, instead of a bank or an insurer having to rebuild or to spend money to update their tech stack, they could just work with us and then the same digital distribution infrastructure is there for those products already. Not only is it the tech, but also the there is already platforms or distribution channels.
Right.
Which is just readily there.
Right. Okay. Now, you know, you guys, I know I've seen you guys, boys grow up, right? Where do you guys go to for advice and mentorship to help you take your business to the next level?
For me, I go to a lot of my senior friends that has made it, and a lot of my golf friends as well, because I play a lot of golf. So we spend a lot of time talking about business and golfing at the same time.
For you, Jared?
Me? I go to Robin. He is the most astute businessman that I know.
You know, and I guess like, you know, it's been like, you know, you guys have been around what, since 2012? Or you guys formed in 9 years now, right? And I think like working on this partnership, working together, right? And of course, last year being so challenging, what have you learned about yourself as, you know, technopreneurs?
I learned our limits. I learned my personal limit, that's for sure. And one of the biggest lessons, if not the biggest lesson, is that it is so important to surround yourself with people you can mm-hmm. rely on. With people who are better than you at areas that you're weak at. And I think building that team, and that core team of people that you can rely on is probably one of the best things you can do for yourself. And it starts with having a good partner.
Right. Before Robin answers that, you know, you talk about your team, right? Your core team and just your team. How large is it right now? And finding the core team.
Our whole company currently is about 35 people, give or take maybe one or two. And the core team itself is about six. Aside from myself and Robin, it's about six strong.
So Robin?
Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself as a technopreneur apart from talking to your golf buddies?
Yeah, so I completely agree with Jared. I think we started together, founded this company together. We went through a lot of ups and downs. And by that, you know, we grew stronger together in terms of understanding each other. I think that is the foundation of the company. And then on top of that, the team, you know, I have to stress this, the team that has been with us through thick and thin, you know, and some of them work with us since, you know, 7-8 years ago. So without them, I think it's very difficult for us to be where we are at this stage. So, and having to say that, you know, during that difficult time, we actually spent a lot of time inward because there's not much activity outside. You can't see your clients much. Of course, you can do your video call and all that. But at the end of the day, you know, it is the team that we spend most of our time talking to, trying to encourage each other and trying to come up with plans and help each other and to survive this pandemic and the downturn of the economy. And come out stronger. Right. So I'm so glad, you know, that we have a strong team, a very supportive team that believe in the journey, believe in us, me and Jared both. And yeah, that is basically what I learned during this difficult time.
Right. Okay. So so what's next, guys? And then I guess what's the vision for your company?
So basically our vision is simplified lending and insurance digitally. We are very passionate about having this solution, having our technology to support the industry and the consumer, making it easy for the consumer. That's our main vision, making financial inclusion available for people, for consumer to to apply. And basically trying to grow the company. And what we are going through right now, we're going through our Series A funding round. And we want to close this by this year and to grow the company and to expand more products and give more offerings to the industry.
I don't really have much to add. It pretty much encapsulates where we're going. If there's only thing I can add is that we are also looking, aside from Malaysia, to do a lot more technology outreach to the region. We find it's a lot more easy to go abroad, in a sense, via technology outreach. So, we'll definitely want to continue to try and go into Vietnam, Philippines, have our first clients there, Thailand, Indonesia we have, so we want to have more, and we're looking forward to that kind of future.
Right. So congratulations once again for winning the C-Stars World 2020-21 competition representing Asia. All the best again, guys. We don't have to wait for 9 years to chat again. Robin Ang and Jared Lim from Phenology. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.